August 28, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 69 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. And we are absolutely loaded with big breaking news today. You have the FBI finally, after over a month, releasing images of the weapon used by the shooter at the Trump rally, as well as the explosive devices found in the vehicle. Why did it take this long? Maybe they wanted to scuttle the story. Nonetheless, they finally released it. Maybe there's something there, maybe there's not. But the biggest part of the cover-up is now underway. We already saw it with the multiple hearings, the cover-up going on there, the cover-up the day of the attempted assassination. And now the FBI claims no motive. We don't know the motive. We have no idea. And we just don't know anything about the shooter. There's just nothing there. No motive. No information on the shooter. I don't know. What was the motive? To kill Donald Trump was the motive. And I would say the circumstantial evidence certainly suggests he did not act alone. And I would say the circumstantial evidence suggests that there was criminal negligence or even incompetence that led to the attempted assassination. Perhaps even worse, a stand down. But the FBI, after more than a month of investigating, says, we don't know anything. We don't know the motive, and the shooter acted alone. Bull crap. Bull crap. So this is the biggest part of the cover-up yet. And then the father of the shooter has just hired a powerhouse lawyer. Wonder if that lawyer is working for free, or how did that go? Now, you've got that going on. That's pretty much the story. The Biden administration is trying to break the law, and they've been shot down again by the Supreme Court when it comes to the cancellation of student debt, which is not a cancellation. It's the taxpayers paying for it. It's somebody else paying for somebody else's student debt. They got shot down again by the Supreme Court. But Biden has said in the past, well, that's not going to stop us. Well, Biden has just extended his beach vacation indefinitely, so who knows? But the White House insists that Joe Biden is still the president, and he's actually running things from his lounge chair at the beach and his lazy boy in his beachfront home. They insist that that's the case. Then there's the Harris plan that they're doubling down on, the unrealized capital gains tax. This is already illegal. This is already unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has already ruled on this. They do not care. The modern day Democrat Party has no respect for the law, no respect for the Constitution. They do not care. They want to be able to act as dictators, and they view the Constitution, they view the Supreme Court, they even view you, the voter, as an obstacle that they need to get out of the way, that they need to remove from the process. That's why nobody voted for Kamala Harris. She's your nominee. That's why they want to expand the Supreme Court. That's why they say, one of Harris's top advisors, I've got the clip today, she says, well, you know, the Constitution, we just kind of got to get rid of it. Hell, I mean, gee, what is the conclusion of that logic? We just need to kill people that are against us. You know, these people that are against us, we kind of just need to get rid of them, you know?
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Unconstitutionally canceling student debt. The Supreme Court yet again tells him you can't do that. You've got Kamala Harris trying to engage in class warfare, saying we're going to tax the rich, unrealized capital gains. The Supreme Court has already said more than 100 years ago, you can't do that. Doesn't care. You've got Democrats trying to stop the SAVE Act, which simply says you have to be a citizen to vote. That's all. Not a complicated bill. You have to be a citizen to vote. And the Democrats don't want to pass it. And then I've got stories in multiple states, swing states, where the Democrats are pushing back against Republican lawsuits, and then the mainstream media is complaining in certain states that the Republicans are clearing the voter rolls of dead voters, non-citizen voters, mail-in ballots that are being sent to commercial addresses, empty parking lots, parking garages, gas stations. And this is all happening with 69 days until the presidential election. Incredible. And it all tells the same story. This is how desperate the Democrats are to win, that they will lie, cheat, and steal to do so, break the law to do so. And it shows how desperate the Democrats are for political power, that they engage in all of these shenanigans leading up to the election because they have nothing else to run on except the policies that they have stolen from Donald Trump. Like no tax on tips, or build a border wall, or $35 insulin. All things Donald Trump did or proposed to do. And then they just say, nope, that's our policy now. So they steal that too. And Kamala Harris can't even do an interview by herself. And she can't even do a live interview. That's right. This joint interview that she's going to be doing with Tim Walz on CNN is not even going to be live. It's going to be pre-taped. Pre-taped. So, you know, if Kamala says anything too embarrassing, Kamala says something she regrets or something bad, they'll just edit that right out. No problem. No big deal. So they've got two barriers now of protection from Kamala Harris with this interview, her first in 50 days. It'll be more than 50 days when the interview happens tomorrow night. And it's not live, and she can't do it herself. So they have to have multiple layers of protection for this complete phony. They have to have multiple layers of protection for this pseudo-intellectual nothing, Kamala Harris. They need to have Tim Walz up there to protect her, and they need to have it pre-taped to protect her. And how much do you think you're going to see from their bus tour in southern Georgia. I haven't seen anything yet. They just say, we're going to southern Georgia and we're going to win over the black vote. We're going on the bus tour. Okay. Well, where's the bus tour? And then where's Joe Biden? Well, he's extended his beach vacation indefinitely. Seriously, what is going on with Joe Biden? And how are they covering this up? They ran the coup, they removed him, and he basically just threw in the white towel and said, I'm done. Or is Joe Biden suffering from some health problems that are extremely severe or maybe even life-threatening right now? Oh, no, they did release, the White House did release Joe Biden's schedule for today. I'm sorry, it's just such a joke. He's on vacation. But they, you know, they have to give the press something. So they put out their little press release. Daily guidance and press schedule for Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. In the morning, the president will receive the president's daily brief. This briefing will be closed to the press. Ah, yes, his daily brief. So he'll wake up whenever he feels like it. He'll roll out of bed in his beachfront home. They'll jack him up, juice him up with whatever meds he needs just to get through the day. And they'll say, okay, your name is Joe Biden, and you have 69 days left as president till the election.
Okay.
All right, press briefing concluded. Biden taking second straight week of vacation despite insisting he'd finish presidency strong. He also said he would be campaigning with Harris. Remember that? That was a lie. But see, again, what is the real story? And how is the media covering this up? Is Joe Biden even the president anymore? Biden flies from one vacation to another after vowing to end Gaza war with Middle East on the brink. You still have American hostages in Gaza. Biden's just at the beach. And the media just covers it up. Did he just give up after they ran a coup? Is he sick? Is he dying? Is he just lazy? What's the story here? What's the story with the disappearing president? But don't worry, John Kirby assures us he's still the president, and his beach house is just acting as the White House right now. He's still engaging in foreign policy and diplomacy and domestic policy, and he's still running the White House from his beach house. Is what John Kirby is assuring us. Of course, who believes that? Who believes that? So what is the real story with Joe Biden, and why is the media not talking about it? I mean, you want to talk about one of the greatest cover-ups of all time. You want to talk about one of the biggest conspiracies, one of the biggest presidential conspiracies of all time. This is it. And they're not even talking about it. They ran a coup against Joe Biden, and then he just disappeared. And they don't even talk about it. They don't even talk about it. Incredible. So then there's Kamala Harris. She can't do a solo interview. She can't do a live interview. Mm-hmm. So this was Scott Jennings on CNN explaining how pathetic this is, clip 16.
Is the line now going to be, well, why isn't she doing it by herself?
Yeah, I do think people are going to bring that up. Like, I have great confidence in Dana and CNN to do this. I think it's incredibly weak. Weak sauce to show up with your running mate. The fact that they don't have enough confidence in her to let her sit herself, the actual top of the ticket, and do a single interview. In fact, I think the hand-wringing and the gyrations over this over the last month show a troubling lack of confidence in her political ability, which also makes you wonder as a voter, well, what kind of president would you be if this kind of a small time decision, can we do an interview or not? What does that look like for your decision making process? So on. So I think Republicans are going to think it's pretty weak to show up with effectively someone to take up half the time.
And I think there's another level of this, which is the setup so that Kamala never has to do another interview again. Because it's likely what will happen after this canned interview with Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. And of course, it's very predictable because there's no other response other than this is weak. This is pathetic. You're running layers of protection against your weak candidate, Kamala Harris. So the interview will air tomorrow night. And then that will be the story the next day. Kamala Harris can't do solo interview. Kamala Harris can't do live interview. Kamala Harris, this appears weak. And then they'll come out and they'll say, oh my gosh, nothing will be enough. They asked for Kamala to do an interview and then she did it. And they still complain. So what's the point? We're not even doing interviews anymore. That's how this is going to go. So this is all a setup. This is all a setup so that she never has to do another interview. And they're going to say, see, we tried to give Republicans what they wanted, and it wasn't enough. So what's the point? No more interviews. Why should she? Meanwhile, Trump does interview after interview after interview after interview. I can't even keep up while he's on the campaign trail. Same thing with J.D. Vance, campaign, interview. None of them are combined. They're all solo. And they'll just say, it's never enough. Look at the misogynistic conservatives. Kamala did the interview and they still complained. So no more interviews for you. See, you did this. Because they know that they have to hide her. The more Kamala talks, the worse she looks. The more exposure the American people get to Kamala Harris, the less the chance they're going to vote for her. She's as phony as it gets. There's this video of her cracking an egg. And she like goes crazy. She's like, oh my God, I cracked an egg. Oh, I know how to crack an egg. Look at that. I cracked an egg. You guys can pull it up on my X account. I took screenshots of this. Tell me, how many people cracked an egg today? I did. I cracked 6. Anybody in the crew crack an egg today? Anybody in the audience crack an egg? You cracked an egg? Right there. Did you celebrate and hop and dance around like a fairy? Oh, hey, Rob cracked an egg! Yeah, oh! The more you see of this woman, the less likely you are to vote for her. She cracks an egg and acts like she just freaking cured cancer. Like, whoa! Kamala Harris can crack an egg! Oh my God! What? Imagine what a great president she would be. Did you see how she cracked that egg? You've never seen such an egg crack. Oh! Is that how the interview is going to go? Kamala, we saw that video of you cracking an egg. That was incredible work. Tell us, how did you do it? How did you crack that egg? Oh my God, look at that form. She's a master. Nobody cracks an egg like Kamala. Somebody that cracks an egg like that is certainly, she is certainly ready to be president. Kamala, tell us how you cracked the egg, Kamala. I need to know your power, your abilities. My God, look at that form. She cracked an egg. Oh, my gosh, look at that. Oh, wow. That's how pathetic this is. That's how phony this thing is. And look at this. Oh, and by the way, even Meghan McCain, she's no fan of Donald Trump. She'd love to see Trump defeated. But even she has to admit how pathetic Kamala Harris is. She says, I don't know if the Democrats fully realize how damaging the image of the possible first female president being incapable of giving an interview alone without the presence of a man to help her is. Well, I would say, actually, they probably do realize how damaging that is, but they know it's more damaging to have Kamala up there by herself. And they know it's a bigger risk to have the interview live instead of pre-taped. So, I actually, they probably do know how bad it looks. They just, it looks worse without the help. But look at this. You want to talk about cringe. But see, it's all about the psychology of the American left under Kamala Harris now, which is so much worse than Biden. It's just unbelievable. And that's saying something. And it's Kamala talking about how, and she puffs up her chest. She puffs up her chest. And she talks about how you cannot steal her joy. You can never steal Kamala's joy. I think it's clip 11, guys. Is that the Kamala Joy clip? And it's just everything. It's just everything that the current liberal thinks about. And I'll explain why it's so dangerous. I think it's got to be 11, guys. Just give me clip 11.
Let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior. Right? Never let anyone take your joy from you.
She puffs up her chest and she starts, never let anyone take your joy. She gyrates her body. I'm joyful warrior. Never let anyone take your joy. And it's this whole idea. Just deny reality. Make up your own truth. Play it again. Play it again.
Never let anyone take your joy from you.
From you?
I call myself a joyful warrior.
Oh.
Right? Never let anyone take your joy from you.
Why is she speaking to her constituents like they're 5 years old? Because the average liberal Democrat voter has the political IQ of a 5-year-old. That's why she talks to them like a 5-year-old. But see, this isn't just some weird moment. This isn't like some weird thing. This is actually how they think. Don't ignore the world around you. Ignore the realities. Just believe what you want to believe. It's your truth. No one can steal your joy. That's not how the real world works. That's not how the real world works. I mean, do we really need an analogy to explain this? Yeah, when you don't make the varsity team for sports in high school, you don't just say, no, give me a jersey. I'm still playing. No, you're not good enough. Sorry. That's it. You're not on the team. No, I am on the team. I will wear a jersey. I'll go out and play. No. Oh, I feel like a woman. I wear woman's clothing. I put makeup on. I am a woman. You can't steal that from me. I'm a woman. No, you're a man. So you see, this is what they do. They live a lie. And then they want you to accept their lie. And if you don't accept their lie, then you're a bigot. You're the bigot. You're the bad guy. That's a dude. No, that's a woman, you transphobe. No, you're lying. Kamala Harris is a genius. No, she's not. Oh, you're a misogynist. Oh, you'll never steal my joy. By the way, she's now pro-border security. She was never the border czar. She was always for the wall. This is their latest. Oh, really? Because here's four posts from Kamala Harris. I mean, you can play videos all day long. We played some of them yesterday. We got more of them today. Trump's border wall would be an absolute waste of taxpayer money. I won't support it, says Kamala Harris. Really? Instead of wasting money on a concrete border wall, let's spend that money on infrastructure, healthcare, and tackling climate change. Yes, throw money at climate change. You know, maybe when there's a hurricane or a tornado, if you just throw some cash, say, I'm tackling you. Funding Trump's unrealistic border wall would be a gross misuse of taxpayer money. But we actually spend 40 times the amount of taxpayer money on illegal border crossers. How's that for a misuse of taxpayer money? The Senate did its job to keep the government open. Now it's on the House to do the same. Funding Trump's border wall would be a gross misuse of taxpayer money. But spending it on non-citizens is good. And you'll never steal my joy. Here's Kamala on the border wall over the years, clip 10.
And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them. This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall that, by the way, because I was a prosecutor for many years, including the Attorney General of California, I specialize on transnational criminal organizations.
Yeah.
That wall ain't going to stop them.
No.
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 That wall ain't going to stop them.
And here comes the cat.
Really, does a lock on your door stop somebody from getting in? Does a window on your house stop the rain from getting in? Does a wall on your house or outside your house keep people away? Yeah, it does, and it works at the border, too. But, you know, policy would probably be more effective. And now she's for the border wall and for strong borders. Amazing. And the Democrats just say, yes, yes, joyful warrior.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain for and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know how Biden and Harris are bragging about that whole insulin price thing? That's funny. Who said it first? Who did it first? Clip 12.
Well, cap cost is just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. So for everybody that's getting ripped off and paying tremendous prices, senior citizens, is a tremendous saving.
It is President Biden and I that took on Big Pharma and finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month. But Donald Trump and his running mate intend to get rid of our $35 cap on insulin.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. Trump caps it at $35. Harris says, we capped it at $35. The Biden-Harris campaign beat Big Pharma. I mean, Trump didn't beat Big Pharma, and neither did you, actually. With Operation Warp Speed, and then the Biden-Harris administration making vaccines mandatory, still to this day, they're mandatory for their own employees at the White House and on the campaign. And also, in fact, let's get the number right. What did Biden give the vaccine, the COVID vaccine manufacturers, like $200 billion or something? So, yeah, you beat Big Pharma. You cut them a check for hundreds of billions of dollars for vaccines, and then you claimed you capped insulin at $35, which Trump did before you entered office. Way to go. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. $10 billion for vaccines. Biden administration announces historic $10 billion investment to expand access to COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, I think that was actually just like places to go get vaccinated. I think that the money to the vaccine manufacturers was actually more than that. But hey, they beat Big Pharma, guys. Come on. Trump capped insulin at $35. Harris did that. Don't you know that's the logic here? By the way, we're going to come heavy in the next segment. Again, just so you don't fall for the propaganda, you don't fall for the fake hype, Kamala Harris is not popular. She is not doing well. All the hype is fake. Biden admin offers drug makers billions to spur vaccine supply. Yeah, he beat Big Pharma. Way to go. You beat him down. You beat him down hard. Now, we got a big issue here. The Harris campaign is claiming they want to have an unrealized capital gains tax, which is already unconstitutional. I'll explain that in a second. But let's listen to this segment with Harris's top economic advisor on MSNBC. And let's just discuss how wrong all of this is. And it's like, this should be an issue. Why are Americans not united against taxes? Now, I could explain why, but let's just keep it nice and plain and simple. Liberals, Democrats. So here is the top economic advisor talking about the unrealized capital gains and saying, oh, it's the same as a property tax, and getting shut down by the network hosts, clip 13.
Oh, unrealized gains, taxing unrealized gains just doesn't seem fair in any sense of the word.
In the very best sense,
if you are taxing unrealized gains, all you're doing is pulling forward the taxes that would be paid later when someone actually sells the stock.
I think that this reaction to unrealized gains is a little funny, given that I bet that the majority of people watching right now are already paying a tax on unrealized gains. It's called a property tax. When the value of your home goes up, you pay higher taxes, even if you don't sell your home.
Your value of your home never moves the way the stock moves, the way something else
moves. That's always the go-to answer.
It's also, property tax is a use tax. You're paying for school, for the schools. You're paying for emergency services. Those are things that make absolute sense.
And sure, and all the revenue that comes in from these unrealized gains taxes and the other taxes in the tax in the Harris plan are going to go to what creating what she calls more opportunity. It's to make sure that every newborn born in this country gets $6,000.
Using the services.
Well, look, you're arguing that this is some sort of foreign concept that's completely unknown in the U.S. tax code.
It's probably unconstitutional. It's probably, and it was never in anyone's intent to tax.
It's not an income tax.
And it's never going to happen, probably.
Oh, I think they'll do it.
I'm not going to say my life.
I wouldn't say that.
Not Becky's life.
Now, see, what did I say? What did I say the other day? How there's this attitude of, oh, that'll never happen in my lifetime, and now it's all happening, and it's mostly the boomer-aged Americans that feel that way, and that's a boomer generation, man. I don't get involved in the generational warfare. I love boomers. I love everybody. But the point is this idea of, oh, it's not going to happen in my America. It's happening. It will happen. If Harris gets in, they will do the unrealized capital gains tax, which is 100% constitutional. I'll explain that in a second. But see, I don't know why this logic isn't shared universally, but we shouldn't even be paying property taxes. You're up here debating, well, is it the same as a property tax? The property tax is ridiculous. And I have to think about this. Okay, so where do taxes come into play here? I am anti-tax. But I would say we can use taxes at a very minimal rate in a very small government way to, yes, fund roads, bridges, parks, community projects, small government, but okay. And I'm thinking, what is the best process? There should be no income tax. You should not be taxed for working and earning money. There should never be any income tax, period. Federal level, state level, no income tax. shouldn't even be a debate. Why would any American say, I want to work hard and have the government take my money? Why would any American feel that way? Then there's the property tax. If you already own something, why should you pay to own it? Why would any American want to pay a tax on something that they already own? Okay, so where do the taxes? And I thought about this. Sales tax. Sales tax is actually probably the fairest way to do taxes, because if your idea is that the rich need to pay more taxes than the poor, well, then isn't the sales tax the perfect way to do that? Is a poor person going to go out and buy a $500,000 boat? No, a rich person is. The rich person pays the tax. And then those taxes go, as she says, a usury tax for local schools, roads, bridges. And so now the rich are paying more taxes because they buy more expensive things. And the working class doesn't have to get bent over a barrel and taxed for their property, taxed for their work. This should not be controversial, and every American should feel this exact same way. I figured it out. You're welcome. I have finally figured it out. I have figured out a way to tax the rich and get rid of ridiculous taxes that should never exist, like income taxes and property taxes. They should not exist. Americans should not be taxed for working. You are not a slave. And Americans should not be taxed for owning property that you already pay tax on to buy. So a sales tax, it's the perfect remedy. I've done it. I've done it for the liberals. I've done it for the conservatives. The rich will pay more taxes because they buy more expensive things. And the poor and the middle class will get to keep more of their money. I've done it. I've solved the tax issue. All we need is a sales tax. That's it. I've done it. I've solved it for everybody. All Americans, left and right, implement the Schroeder tax plan now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Tell you, I got it all figured out. It's all fine. We'll do it. Destroyer tax plan will work. All right. I said I'd show you how the Harris hype is fake. We'll still do that. I didn't get to the case that is making the unrealized capital gains tax unconstitutional. And of course it is. And it's not a two-way street. I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, if you make a good investment, then the government's going to make sure that it's not a good investment by taking your money. Really? Does that make sense? Okay, well, if I make a bad investment, is the government going to pay me back for making a bad investment? Of course not. So there you go. I mean, on its face, the logic doesn't add up. And if it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. But anyway, these Democrats can steal more money from you. This has already been tried. And the Supreme Court shot it down in 1920. Eisner versus McCumber. I'll play you a little clip, kind of briefly explaining it. We'll explain it more. So, no, your unrealized capital gains tax is unconstitutional. Here's a brief breakdown of Eisner versus McCumber, 1920, clip 17.
The 16th Amendment, ratified in 1913, gives the federal government the power to tax incomes without the need to apportion the tax among the states based upon population. But what is income? The Supreme Court took up this tricky issue in Eisner versus McCumber. Myrtle McCumber owned 2,200 shares of Standard Oil stock. The company issued a dividend, issuing one new share of stock for every two existing shares, giving McCumber an additional 1,100 shares. The government sought to tax the newly issued shares as income. McCumber paid under protest and then sued Mark Eisner, the collector of internal revenue for McCumber's tax district. The district court ruled for McCumber, and Eisner appealed to the Supreme Court.
So, income was determined, or what income means was determined by the Supreme Court in 1920. And you making a good investment or you holding on to something that has value or appreciates in value is not income until it's sold. So if you have stock, that is not considered income, and the government cannot tax it until you sell it. And the Harris proposal is they're going to tax you on your stock that you hold and say, well, if you sold it today, this is how much it would work, how much it would be worth. So here's your 25% tax. And if that is applied towards anything, so, okay, where does it go from there? What do they then determine is an unrealized capital gain? Precious metals, collectibles, other property? If you have a classic car, memorabilia, 25%? Year after year after year after year? Wow. You want to talk about aggression towards the American people? Hey, that'll fix the economy. So the Harris plan is completely unconstitutional, and it claims that unrealized gains is income, which it's not. It's not by definition, and it's not by Supreme Court decision. But it's all this, well, we're going to hurt the rich. And they think that'll get people to vote for them because of the class warfare. And that's what Democrats do. They make you hate somebody else. And then, oh, if I go out and vote, that'll really stick it to that person I was told to hate. Whether it's a white man, whether it's a rich person, whether it's a Republican. You go out and vote. You hate that Republican, yeah. You hate that white man. You hate that rich person. So go out and vote Democrat. We'll stick it to them. That's how they roll. So no, your unrealized capital gains tax is unconstitutional. It should not just be laughed out of the room. It should be thrown out of the conversation with malice that these scum-sucking Democrats want to take more of your money. And I just, again, I'm just baffled here. Who wants to pay more taxes? Who likes paying taxes? What is wrong with you? Would you like to be a slave? Pay more taxes. Go ahead. But here you go. These people are all about power. This is a top advisor to Kamala Harris basically saying it's time to throw the Constitution out the window. Time to throw the Bill of Rights out the window. Clip 7.
We can't just worry about protecting democracy. In this moment, we've got to reimagine it with people that look and love like us at the center. And I think for us right now, it's about reimagining freedom and this American story in a way that is more revolutionary than what our founders actually put down on that little piece of paper, but instead is the type of democracy that is by and for all of the people of this country. That's the opportunity that we have.
Yeah, that... little piece of paper, as you referred to it, actually literally says, we the people. These people are so stupid, man. I'm sorry. It's just true. It is just a neutrally observable fact. Democrat voters are politically retarded. That woman is politically retarded. She's historically retarded. That little piece of shit, a little piece of paper says, we the people. That's what it says. And that little piece of paper is what changed the entire world paradigm of what it means to be a sovereign, free citizen in a country. And not be ruled by dictators, not be ruled by royalty, self-government. You're in charge. The people. That's what it said. You must not have read it. Maybe you can't read. But see, what is it all about? It's all about The Constitution is in their way. It doesn't even matter what it says. They don't know what it says. They don't care what it says. It's in their way to rule over you. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Supreme Court, your vote, these are all obstacles in the American left's desire to run your life. And don't you love the people that love like us, look like us? No. You mean the people that aren't white and hate white people like you? Let's just go ahead and translate that. What did she really just say? She says, the people that aren't white and hate white people like us. That's what she really said, if you want a translation. But that Constitution is in their way. Those pesky Bill of Rights are in their way. You voting, that's in their way. The Supreme Court, that's in their way. So they have to get rid of it. And ultimately, where does this end? They just get rid of you. And that's how it's always ended with radical left regimes throughout the world. Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. At the end of the day, they always end up getting rid of their opposition. Never stops at imprisonment. Always ends with death. And these radicals have to be stopped here, ladies and gentlemen, or it will get there. And they want to tax you. You know, they want to tax you on your unrealized gains. You know, who knows? Maybe this InfoWars memorabilia right here with the InfoWars signet and gold bar, limited edition, finite amount available at InfoWarsStore.com, a great piece of InfoWars memorabilia. We sell this because we just want to fundraise so that we can stay on air and have a crew and the great guests and everything. But oh my gosh, maybe this piece of InfoWars memorabilia, this piece of InfoWars lore, oh, what if it gains value? Is Kamala Harris going to tax you? Is she going to say, you owe 25% on that gold bar you purchased from InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com? Yeah, actually, she probably would. But get yours today, InfoWarsStore.com, limited edition, and then you probably will lose it in a boating accident, unfortunately.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's look at how this Kamala hype is not working. Do Democrats twerking get your vote? Clip five.
What do you guys think about Kamala?
It'd be cool.
She's terrible. If she comes into office, it will be done.
It'd be cool to see a female black. No, she's half black, not fully black, but it'll be cool to see a black president,
a Western Indian,
female black president. But I'm definitely voting for Trump.
Let me tell you something. She tried to get the black vote, because if you look at her past things, and maybe 10, 15 years ago when she's in interviews, she identifies as West Indian.
She does. She
the
does
only
not
way that she's identified as African American is right now, during right now, because she wants the voters. But she doesn't give a fuck. Because where was she at in these past 4 years, and she's vice president? What has she done for us?
She has not.
Can
done
you
shit.
Say one thing that
I didn't even know she was the vice president?
Can we That's say what she has done?
Let's go, Trump.
And I am going to stand on Trump, and I'm so sorry if that may ruffle people's feathers.
I
have done my own research, and Trump has done a lot for us, more than what the media tries to portray. They're getting all our favorite rappers. They're having Megan Thee Stallion twerk and all of that to gain, because they think that that's going to make us vote for them. Mm-hmm. And that's not.
And that never got my vote.
And that will never get my vote.
Twerking
and I'm going to stand on that.
Vote.
Twerking
did not get my vote.
Megan Thee Stallion.
That's
first off, the
that's
song
ignorant.
That she was even saying is very ignorant.
Ouch. Now there's a whole campaign of black women against Kamala Harris. Specifically, that alone. Clip 14.
My name is Jasmine Woodson.
Hi, my name is Philip.
I'm Sharon Watson.
I'm Yolanda Johnson from Georgia.
This is Bebe Diamond from New York City.
I'm Dana Galen, and I'm from Tampa, Florida.
I live in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Out here in Maricopa County.
Kalamazoo County, Michigan.
I am a proud African immigrant living in Florida.
I'm from the great state of New Jersey.
I'm Angelina from Philly, and this November, I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
I'm not voting for Kamala Harris.
I am not with Kamala Harris.
I am not with her.
I'm not with her.
I am not with Kamala Harris.
I'm not with Kamala.
I am not for Kamala. I am for Donald Trump.
I am not with Kamala.
I am not with her because she is not with me.
I support President Trump and the economic policies our country experienced under his leadership as our 45th president.
President Trump will support our law enforcement agencies and fund them appropriately.
Donald Trump made me proud to be an American.
I'm with Donald J. Trump.
We need a leader who can make America great again.
Trump puts Americans first, and he always will.
We need Donald Trump.
I and millions of other black Americans will cast my vote for Donald J. Trump.
I will proudly cast my vote for Donald J. Trump as our next president.
Let's make America great again.
Now, this is on the streets of New York. A man says this is what happens when Democrats get in charge. Clip 15.
Are you voting for Trump or Kamala?
Oh, Trump.
Trump? Why Trump?
Oh, look at this. Like World War III, man.
Yeah.
It's worse than third world countries.
How do you think it's gotten so bad? Like, what do you think's happened? What's caused
it? Well, you know, the crook politic and the mayor, he's a crook. He's doing business with the hotels to rob the taxpayers. You know, it's all a scam. All the hotels, all the asylum seekers, they get in the hotel. The mayor is getting paid, and the governor and all that.
Yeah.
It's a scam. So what is the point of bringing people with no papers, no skills, no language to speak? We got 270 million white Americans out of 330 million. If Trump loses election, it's rigged 200%.
Why do you like Trump? What about him?
Look at him. The economy was, when he first took over, the economy was booming. So China came out with the coronavirus. And you know, people from the inside with the media and all that, they played the role with China. Why? To lock people in the house, to destroy the American economy. It was an economically move.
You're saying the politicians got millions of dollars?
Yes, 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 yes. You know that already if you got any common sense. You think anybody's going to vote for Kamala? It's not about race. She doesn't make any sense.
People are waking up,
folks.
She
doesn't have no goals.
People are waking up. I mean, look, you saw what happened in 2020. You think anybody will believe Kamala Harris beats Donald Trump?
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties. and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, I've got all kinds of stories dealing with the legal battles happening right now to stop the election in 2024 from being stolen. You also have action coming up on Capitol Hill with the SAVE Act. It's amazing. Why do Democrats not want there to be voter ID? I think the answer is obvious. Why don't Democrats want the voter rolls to be purged? I think the answer is obvious. Joining me now is an attorney who's taking action. And so this is why I get frustrated when people say nothing has been done to change what happened in 2020. Nothing has been done to stop them from stealing 2024. You are wrong. A lot has been done, and great lawyers like Mike Yoder are continuing to do the legwork. So Mike joins me now with a huge exclusive. Mike, you're involved right now in litigation to help protect the 2024 elections. Break to my audience what's happening.
So it's actually even bigger than me being involved. It's the fact that I no longer am doing this alone. We have started a nonprofit called Citizen AG, largely in part because we don't have a United States Attorney General that's actually defending the rights of Americans. And we're enlisting a lot of lawyers. So I'm, you know, running it from an administrative standpoint and overseeing the strategy and overseeing making sure things get done. But we can have 10, 20, 30, 100 of us instead of just me on paper litigating. And we just filed suit earlier today against Fulton County, Georgia, after we have video footage of them admitting to violating election laws caught on tape. And we're going to continue that until the election to ensure not that it's anything partisan, but rather that Americans and only eligible registered American voters are the ones that pick the 47th president of the United States.
Well, I do want to talk more about Citizen AG, and this is so beautiful and kind of the story behind it. What was admitted in this tape, and where does this lawsuit go?
So it's actually, I just posted the video. It was posted contemporaneously by the plaintiff of this case, Jason Frazier, who's a Georgia Fulton County resident, who back at a Board of Commissioners hearing, the chair of the Board of Elections admitted, and I quote, "Fulton County never does an independent search for anybody. Dead people, felons, people who live out of state." Yet, if you look at Georgia's election laws under Section 21-2-228A, it expressly states, and it says the word shall, which if you look at any Supreme Court precedent, the word shall is a mandate or an obligatory action taken on behalf of a government official, which in this case would be the Board of Elections, that requires that they inspect at a minimum from time to time, and it says each elector on the voter roll. The only word that falls outside the scope of such a liberal time frame within which they can inspect the voter rolls is the word never. And they admitted that they never inspect the voter rolls. And we even challenged other names that are still ineligible voters, that all the way down to having their address, their voter IDs in other states, photos of their home and property records showing purchases of property outside of Fulton County, Georgia. Yet these names are still remaining on the rolls. And that's where these phantom voters come from. And that's exactly what we're trying to clean up.
Well, and let me just expand on that, because I got a whole stack of different lawsuits that are going on right now. Republicans are suing in Michigan, in North Carolina to remove voters that aren't legal votes off the voter rolls. It's dead people. It's non-citizens. It's people that have registered to get mail-in ballots sent to parking lots. gas stations. I think there's a bunch of these lawsuits. I think it's either 24 or 17 states. It's a big number that the Republicans are suing to purge these voter rolls. And of course, the Democrats are fighting it. Now, there's no debate here. This is so obvious. This is 1 + 1 = 2. Why don't Democrats want the voter rolls purged? It was 1.1 million ineligible voters in Texas alone. They had hundreds of thousands in Virginia, hundreds of thousands in Florida, over 220,000 in North Carolina. So what they're doing in Georgia is they're trying to do the same thing. Stop the voter rolls from being purged of illegal votes. Is that what's going on here?
Well, the easiest way I can explain this is using an analogy where let's think about a teacher in a classroom and there's 20 kids in the classroom. And that teacher would be the incumbent administration. And let's say that that teacher says, I don't want to go outside for recess today because it's raining. So I personally want to stay inside, but I'm going to let the kids pick because it's up to the kids if we go outside or not. So she calls over, who wants to go outside for recess? And let's say, 18 kids raise their hand. They want to go outside. 2 say no. Well, then the teacher lies to the kids and tells the kids, oh, well, you're going to get sick. You could get really sick if you the rain and all, makes up all these different excuses, vast majority of which are lies. And it gets 5 kids to flip. So now that 18 turns down to 12 and it's 7. So 12 to 7. But the problem is that out of those 20 kids, after you lie and lie and lie, you still don't have enough to flip the yes, want to go out to recess, to a no, I don't want to go out to recess. So the only way that you can now change the outcome about going to recess is if you add more kids to the classroom. And that's exactly what they're doing by opening up the classroom door, which is our borders, and flooding it with other people that are just walking the halls of the school, so to speak, by adding in these phantom voters. That's exactly how they're doing it, because the more names they have on the voter roll, the more play there is. And if people are not voting in person, which is the one thing that I want to highly stress, is that go and vote. I see so many people online saying, oh, what's the point of even voting if the rolls are rigged? Well, the point of voting if the rolls are rigged is the fact that, A, you're exercising a right that hundreds of thousands, if not over a million Americans have died for us to have in the first place. But secondly, it's important that you vote in person because that blocks them from using your name as a vote for someone else. Because whether you like it or not, the chances of your name being used in this election as a vote, whether it be digitally, whether it be on paper, whether it be through a ballot mail-in or not, or whether it be at a poll, at the end of the day, they're tabulated electronically, and digital data is what controls and reigns supreme. So that is why you must vote in person and exercise that right. Because if they do use your vote and double vote on your behalf, that's a crime, and it's something that needs to be addressed. So you can prevent the fraud by actually voting so they can't use your name twice. That is one of the most important things I can emphasize.
Yeah, and I also argue the point that you should vote anyway. I hate people, kind of like I'm sick of people saying nothing has been done. That's not true. You're doing something. And I'm sick of people saying, oh, well, I'm not going to vote because the whole thing is rigged. Well, even if it is rigged, I still think it's important to go out and vote because it's the exercise that, hey, we believe that the system works when it's done fairly. We have to show that, hey, we go out and vote, and when things are counted fairly, then the system works. Because if this becomes this mass voter apathy and people quit voting, then they'll just cancel votes. And they'll just say, okay, fine, we just won't have elections anymore. And we certainly don't want to open up the opportunity for that. But getting back to your analogy, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe this applies to all of these states right now, but it'd be like, let's say it's actually a class of 30 kids. It's a class of 30 kids, but 10 kids are not there that day. They're sick, whatever, they're gone. And so the teacher says, all right, let's vote on who wants to go to recess, inside or outside. And let's say 14 vote to go outside and 6 vote to stay inside because there's 20 kids in the classroom. But then the final tally comes out and it's 16 kids want to go to inside, 14 kids want to go outside, whatever. And you say, wait a second, there's only 20 people here. Oh, but there's 30 people in the class. And even though they weren't there, they still got a vote magically. I mean, is that basically what's happening?
Yeah, it would be the teacher like saying, oh, Jimmy's not here today, but he always wears a hoodie, so I'm assuming that he doesn't like being cold, and since it's a little chilly, let's just not go outside. And I'm sure Jimmy would have voted to stay inside anyways. It's essentially having the name and the availability and it being on a voter roll is what enables the vote to manifest. It's not the fact that the name belongs to an individual and that individual's intent or actions cast a vote. It's the fact that that individual is named on a roll, even if they're dead, and all of a sudden they somehow have a vote tabulated. In Michigan, which we're also going to be filing soon, and we even have someone who did vote in person, followed up to see the results of the election, and it showed that he had voted by mail-in ballot, but his in-person vote was never tabulated. So we see all these leftist talking points about how these voter roll quote-unquote purges are damaging to the fundamental right to vote because eventually there is someone somewhere somehow who conceivably may have been erroneously included on a challenge and had their right to vote removed, and then they had to say, hey, I'm alive. And one person, they cite one person in these instances, singular people. Yet if they're so concerned about the right to vote, how is it possible that someone who doesn't actually exercises their right to vote by voting in person, their vote is actually deleted out of the system? So how do you reconcile that difference? It's a lie. It is an absolute lie. And this whole thing is simply about giving every American the one person, one vote right, meaning that your vote as an American person should be equal to the weight of every other person. This was established in 1964 in Baker v. Carr, which was a racial gerrymandering related issue that was trying to restore the value of a vote where it's not diluted by having votes either through gerrymandering or in today's modern age through voter roll maintenance or lack thereof, having your vote diluted. Every American's vote is equal to each other. One person, one vote, and that's what we need to restore in this country.
Well, you already went to the two places I wanted to go next, the pushback from this lawsuit and Michigan, because there's multiple lawsuits going on in Michigan. And I think, I don't know how the Republicans don't win the lawsuit where the Democrats are getting like 10-1 poll watchers. They said it was 7-1, but the numbers actually look like it's 10-1 Democrat poll watchers to Republican. I mean, that's just blatantly illegal. I mean, you know, that's like if you're going 120 miles per hour in a 40 mile speed limit, I mean, you're speeding. There's no argument there. Then there's this, and this is more along the lines of what you're going for. This is from a women's empowerment group, a women's legal action group. We're defending Michigan voters from a lawsuit threatening their ability to vote. This is an outright lie. The lawsuit is trying to clear the voter rolls of dead voters, non-citizen voters, and people who have left the state. That's what the lawsuit does. It doesn't take away a single legal vote. It doesn't stop any citizen who can legally vote in Michigan from voting. And they just say, oh my gosh, they're threatening your ability to vote. A total lie. So what's your plan in Michigan? Is it just straight hit the voter rolls and clear out the ineligible voters, or is there more?
No, in Michigan, I'm going straight to the laws, and I'm going to uproot the unconstitutional statutes that facilitate the ability and the mechanisms that they rely on to do this. I'm not going to just play within the confines of the laws that they pass. I'm going to uproot every unconstitutional law that they've put in place that they can use to manifest those changes. It's like playing the board game against the board game's manufacturer. The board game's manufacturer writes the rules to the game, and you wonder why you lose every time. It's time that we actually go back to the core of it and have a say in the laws and the rules and make sure that they comport with the provisions of our federal constitution and ensure that the laws that they're passing are actually constitutional and no one's attacked the heart of those laws that are what they're operating within. I'm just blowing out the walls of that box and putting it back in place where we're controlled under the laws of our constitution.
So you see, when people have that response of, well, nobody's doing anything, nobody's done anything since 2020, it's just not true. You're putting in the work, the RNC is putting in the work, other legal groups are putting in the work. Now, look, obviously, we're all afraid of the same thing, not Kamala Harris. We're afraid of dead people voting. We're afraid of ballot harvesting. We're afraid of 200 mail-in ballots going to an empty parking lot and voting. We're afraid of my neighbor's cat voting. You know, that's what we're afraid of, and that's what this legal action is working on right now to stop it from happening. Now, I got all kinds of other examples, but I want to talk about Citizen AG, and I want to talk about why I have hope for America. And I mean, really, it kind of is like this election is the major pivot point. If we can win this election, then I think we can really revamp conservative politics, Republican Party politics, to have a long standing new tradition of victory, action, not worrying about the media, not worrying about political correctness. And so here's how I kind of introduce this. I met you, I want to say 2016, 2017. I believe you were still in law school at the time. I was just getting my show on InfoWars. And so here we are now. We have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people tuning into this show right now. You are now a lawyer taking action to try to stop elections from being stolen. You just founded Citizen AG. I think it's a brilliant name. And so I'm proud of this new generation of a Republican voter. I'm proud of this new generation of a quote unquote conservative American. We are not the old conservatives. We're not here to just play ball. We're not here to take the knee when the left tells us to. We're not here to just be placated and not get results. We're in it to win it. So I'm proud of that. And I just look at your story, meeting you in 2016, 2017 to where you're at today, as an example of there's a new generation of a right winger. There's a new generation of a Republican voter. There's a new generation of a conservative. And we're here to win. We're here to save the country. We know what we're up against. And it's not going to be this old brand of Republican that just gets beaten down by the Democrats, but just feels good to be there.
The two things that are fatal flaws that I see constantly are the fact that one example is with Albert Einstein. He said 10 plus 1 is 11. 20 plus 1 is 21. He went all the way up and he said 90 plus 1 is 92, and the entire classroom laughed at him. And he said, isn't it interesting how when I did every other problem perfectly correct, no one gave me any praise, but when I got one thing wrong, you all crucified me? That's what we see in the media, and that's why anyone that says that no one's doing anything is just background noise, and I tune it out because I know at its core, I know the people that actually care about the country and the people that are doing things notice, and it's loud and clear when I'm coming. Secondly, I'm done going into fights where there's principle to a fault. Republicans continue to play by the same rules that are rigged against them, and then they wonder why there's never an outcome. And that's the Republicans that aren't even two wings of the same bird that are effectively just masquerading in MAGA cloth. They're never Trumpers or Democrats that are just wrapped as Trojan horses in Make America Great Again wardrobe. At the end of the day, I care about this country. It's given me every single freedom and every single opportunity that I've ever had my entire life, as well as just for you and every other listener in this audience. And I will be damned if I let other Americans die in wars before me so I don't come out here and try to protect the same freedoms and ensure that my son has the same abilities, that my daughters can go to college and actually get educated if they so choose to. But they can also be stay-at-home mothers if they so choose as well, because there's nothing wrong with that, which is another lie that has been perpetrated that permeates our society. It's time that people realize that no one is going to solve the problems for you. And if you put your head in the sand, it doesn't make it go away. It just sets you up to be blindsided with reality. This country is worth saving. Every single state in this country is worth saving. And if people don't actually start to take accountability and fight back and bear a little bit of the load, it's never going to change. Silence is effectively, and I'm not saying silence is compliance, but it damn well paves the road for these things to manifest. And if every single person helped, whether it be contributing to the fight so we can get more lawyers at Citizen AG, whether it's be standing up and speaking out and saying what your mind actually thinks, even if it's something I disagree with, every single person needs to be able to speak freely, share their mind, and have a backbone to fight against any time that they're pushed against. And we're not there. That's the problem. And this country needs to solve that.
Well, and you know, this is why I think it's important, probably more important for young boys to get involved in sports. And here's kind of how I try to motivate people. And I don't know how you can be a black pillar or a doom and gloom person if this is how you start your day. You start your day and you say, is America worth fighting for? Is America worth saving? Yes. Well, then now your whole perspective, your whole paradigm, your whole attitude towards the day changes, in my opinion. You can't be doom and gloom. Now, why do I say it's important to play sports? Because you're going to go out there and compete in sports, and sometimes you might go up against a tougher team. You might go up against a team that you can't beat. But you know what? Sometimes you beat that team. Sometimes you win. And that's when you realize, like, oh, is this game worth going out and playing? Yes, because you can win, even when you're up against the odds. Now, final thing in the last minutes here. I'm sure you saw the latest indictment that Jack Smith filed yesterday. By the way, Jack Smith's wife does documentaries for the Obamas, but I'm sure that's, you know, I'm sure that's all above board. Is this indictment from Smith just 100% outright illegal?
If Donald J. Trump sees me say this, that I will sue Jack Smith, then give me a call because I will sue him tomorrow. The malicious prosecution and the weaponization of our judicial system is not only just an embarrassment as to emphasizing how far behind in the polls in the American eyes they see themselves on the left, but it's also just weaponization of the one thing that protects us from the only two options if we don't have a court system, which are abject violence or pure tyranny. Those are the only two things you have left to maintain civil order in an organized society, which are, again, pure tyranny and violence. That is what it resorts to if you don't maintain an integral court system. And if you want to have rights that are available and protected, it's through the courts. And right now we're seeing it as the spear that is being weaponized in partisan politics, and it's absolutely uncalled for. So I think it's disgraceful. I think it's disgusting. And I think that every American knows there's no teeth to it. And all it is just putting more red tape on his campaign. And I would love nothing more than to just rip right through that tape.
What about, we've got the sentencing coming up with another clearly corrupt judge in New York. Do you think they're going to have the gall to put Trump at Rikers Island?
Try it. That's the only response that I really have. I'm not going to opine as to what a judge is ultimately going to do with the sentence, but I think it speaks volumes about the judge's character, depending on the sentence that he hands down within his discretion. And I think that the American people can see right through exactly what they're doing.
I would imagine they're probably, as I'll opine on it, I imagine they're probably looking at it the same way I am. And they're saying, okay, we've sent a lot of messages to Trump to stop. I mean, we tried to kill him and he just keeps going. So I don't know if putting him in prison really, if that's going to get him the message, maybe they think it'll get him off the campaign trail. But they have to realize that it's only going to boost his poll numbers, boost his funding, making him more of a living legend. And so that's kind of what we're up against. Mike Yoder, it's great to see you starting Citizen AG. Anytime you have an update, you send it to me. I'll get you on the air here so you can let people know the great legal battles that you have ongoing.
I have a big one coming out tomorrow, so I'll keep you posted on that. There's a certain someone circulating in the news pretty prevalently who's about to get sued tomorrow.
So you already got this one in Georgia that's like hot off the press, and you got another one coming tomorrow?
I'm carpet bombing the country with lawsuits to protect our freedom right now.
I love it. Mike Yoder, where can people follow you?
You can find me on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is Yoder_ESQ. That's where a lot of the updates for Citizen AG are going to be posted while we try to build that account up. And then you can also contribute, find us online, read the articles at citizenag.org.
Mike Yoder, God bless you. Godspeed. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate
and your
it.
Great work. Folks, I'm telling you, this is why I have hope for the future. I met Mike when he was in law school, and I mean, he's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here for a long time. He's going to be here for a long time. I hope we save the country and we have things so prosperous and we get back to the way this country was meant to be that we don't need to do this fight anymore. But there is a good future right here in this country, but we got to win this election.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it Don Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're saving this country. Get on board or get out of the way. We're saving it. It all starts on November 5th. And we're never turning back. They say, oh, you know, Republicans want to turn it back. Trump wants to turn it back. Yeah, we want to turn it back from your tyranny. We want to turn it back from your deception, your brainwashing over the American people, your fake news, your lies. We want to turn it back from your Orwellian dystopian future. We want to turn it back from you crushing the economy. We want to turn it back from you opening our borders, remaking the face of this nation. Yeah, we want to turn it back from that. But then when we get in charge, we're going to make this country free and prosperous. We're going to invent things. We're going to get healthy again. And then we're never turning back. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here at InfoWars. That's been the InfoWars goal. When Alex Jones set out on this mission 30 years ago, that they want to come to an end. Well, we're still here, not taking a single moment for granted, ladies and gentlemen. And it's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com that I have a great crew behind me, that we get these great guests, we have these great studios. It's all thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. The same InfoWars Mega Sale. live right now, top-rated, top-selling products at a deep discount, including Bod Ease. You know, I talked about the gold, the little gold bar that we sell as part of InfoWars memorabilia, just to have something to show you supported InfoWars and have a little piece of InfoWars memorabilia, limited edition. That's literal gold. Bod Ease is like gold for your health in a capsule, I would say. The power of turmeric is unbelievable. And the older I get, the more I realize it. Anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I can truly tell a difference. I'm to a point now where I'm like, I'm getting as much turmeric as possible. I don't even care about the suggested use. I'm not saying there's a suggested use, and that's fine. You know, consult your doctor on everything. But I'm like, I'm going way over and above. I can't get enough turmeric. I want it everywhere. I want it in my drinks. I take the capsules every day. I can really tell the difference in my joints, inflammation, flexibility. I mean, it's truly, it's unbelievable. For me, it's mostly the inflammation and soreness, I would say. I mean, I've got some joint things maybe just from years of lifting weights and playing sports. But for me, the big difference is with soreness and inflammation. Where if I go do a big workout or I go play basketball for 2 or 3 hours, if I don't take turmeric that night and the morning after, the soreness and the inflammation will last 2-3 days. I mean, I will feel it. I'll feel stiff and it's not fun. And it reminds you you're not a young man anymore. If I take the bodies that night, that day after, the difference is incredible. By the next day, I'm back to feeling great again. So that's why I like it. But there's all kinds of different health benefits of turmeric. Bodies is incredible. It's the reason why there's 5-star reviews. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. That's my review from using it for years. But you can read other reviews for yourself. 25% off Bodies. Great way to support your own health. Great way to support this transmission. At InfoWarsStore.com with Bodies 25% off. Part of the InfoWars Save the InfoWars Super Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's do this quickly. Former Democrat campaign worker talks about the corruption inside the DNC. You could say she's blowing the whistle on her own party. Clip 4.
Okay, I'm going to get real in this, and it's probably going to piss some people off. But I'm okay with that. Because if I'm not being honest, then what else am I doing? I just got back from the DNC where I signed up to volunteer. And when I initially had signed up to volunteer, Joe Biden was still the nominee. It wasn't yet Kamala Harris. I've worked in progressive politics for a long time. I have worked for many different Democratic candidates, Senate candidates, House candidates, even some Democratic organizations. And as the years have gone by, I found myself getting more and more disillusioned with the Democratic Party, although until now, I've never said that out loud or anywhere public. And I just want to say that by saying this, I'm not necessarily saying that the other party is better. I'm just giving you my experience with working with the Democrats. Throughout my career, I've mostly done campaign fundraising, so I've seen it the way that it works behind the scenes. And I know that candidates spend 8, 9, 10 hours a day just calling donors and begging rich people for money. It's pretty much the only people that they talk to. I mean, of course, sometimes they have to talk to voters, but the majority of their time is just spent calling and begging rich people to give them money for their campaigns. And what this inevitably means is that we don't actually live in a democracy. It's just rich people calling the shots and having the access to talk to the politicians. They're the ones that basically get their ear all day. They're the ones that can help shape and prioritize what the politician actually focuses on. Even the politicians that detest this, that want to get big money out of politics, still have to play this game. They still have to make these calls. They still do the same amount of just calling rich people and begging them for money. And what unfortunately happens once they get into office, if they get into office, is that they soon realize that the money machine is so great and the seduction of power is so immense that they no longer adhere to these values. When I first got into politics, I thought that Democrats were the party of the people. And at the DNC this week, I felt like I was in a building with the most elite and out-of-touch people in the entire world. It very much felt like, let's just have a huge party and forget all of our problems because the vibes are brat. When I was there, I didn't feel any connection to real America or the place that I come from, which is the Midwest, Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri. I didn't feel any connection to the people that I know right now who are struggling to buy their groceries or to pay their rent. The people who want to know what both candidates are going to do to materially affect change in their lives. And when I was there listening to the speeches, I felt myself feeling mad because I didn't hear anything about the economy. Definitely not in Kamala's speech and not very much in the others as well. Instead, I heard generic platitudes, things like joy and respect and integrity, and what does that even mean? Let's make the military the most lethal in the world? I thought I was part of the anti-war party. I thought I was part of the party that fought for the underdog.
Ouch.
That championed working people.
That's a tough realization.
When and how did we just become the party of academia and affluence? Because that's what we are right now.
Oof.
How can we ever say that we're going to fight corporate power or give a voice back to those communities that have been left behind when above the delegates on the floor and levels and rings of suites with donors and corporations that we're literally looking down on the people below from above? That's what Chris Cuomo said, and he's absolutely right. You know, I went to the DNC this year hoping that I would feel reconnected to the Democratic Party, that I would have more of a sense of understanding of Kamala and her candidacy and what she stood for. But instead, I ended up leaving and feeling the opposite, more disconnected and alone than ever. And I don't think I can support Kamala Harris for president. I don't even know if I can call myself a Democrat anymore. I don't know who I'm going to be supporting, but I know it's not her. And for once, I'm not afraid to say it.
Not hype, folks. This is the reality of the situation. It's not all this fake AstroTurf hype and enthusiasm behind Harris. It's the exact opposite. The Democrat Party is losing support. They're losing longtime voters. They're hemorrhaging them, in fact. They're speaking out against the Democrats.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we are getting word that Pavel Durov has been freed from a French prison moments ago. So that's good news. Earlier, they were announcing new charges against him. So I'm not sure of all the developments that led to him being released or what the full story is, but there are images and videos of him being released from the prison. And so that's where it stands right now. Again, Telegram founder and CEO arrested on bogus charges. And so I guess they released him after officially charging him. And now the legal fight begins. Now, they're saying he can't leave France. Yeah. No surprise, they won't let him go back home. But when all the other apps allow the exact same stuff, their CEOs don't get charged. Although, who knows? They may be coming for Elon Musk next. The truth is, I think if the Democrats get elected in 2024, I think they'll probably just try to shut X down and ban Telegram in the United States. But hopefully we don't have to see that. Now, here's some of the other election news developing right now, and it's the same trend. Republicans are engaging in lawsuits and activities to try to have a fair election. Democrats are stopping them at every turn. Like the SAVE Act. Now, you have these Democrat groups that are putting out mass notifications, mass emails, mass text messages, like the League of Women Voters. And they're saying, urge your members of Congress to oppose the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act. This is what they send. This is the actual text of what they send. The House and Senate introduced the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would require citizenship documentation to register to vote. Why are you against that? Why are you against that? So Democrats don't want there to be the SAVE Act that says you have to be a citizen to register to vote. Why would Democrats be against that? Mike Lee, he's the main Republican senator introducing and pushing this legislation. Mike Lee pitches attaching SAVE Act to spending bill to ensure debate in the Senate. I think it's genius. It's also co-sponsored by Representative Chip Roy, supported by Donald Trump. Proof of citizenship voting bill threatens government shutdown. And that's McConnell's big fear with the next budget fight. You know, I don't know why Republicans haven't figured this out yet. And the Democrats kind of... Shutdowns never hurt Democrats. If the Democrats are in power and there's a shutdown, it's Republicans' fault. If the Republicans are in power and there's a shutdown, it's Republicans' fault. They'll never be able to change that. But what they can do is they can change the messaging. And so when you see all these stories, government shutdown, the Republicans come in judo and just say, hey, good. The government's corrupt. The government's the bad guy. We don't like the government. Let's go ahead and shut it down. That will help you. That's a winning political message. And don't even be bashful about it. Screw the government. Don't come into it with a soft kid glove approach. Republicans are going to cause a government shutdown. Say, good. The government's corrupt. It's out of control. So good. Shut it down. Screw the government. Nobody likes the government anyway. That's a winning political message. I don't know if this Republican Party is ready for it yet, but that's where this is going. But oh, not Mitch McConnell. He's afraid of a government shutdown because he'll get blamed, and he's just so pathetic. So McConnell will do everything to stop this bill from becoming a part of the next spending bill. And there's going to be a fight there. But the bigger story to me with 69 days till the election is the fact that the Democrats don't want there to be the SAVE Act. And they're telling their voters and they're to go out and contact Democrat members of Congress and say, don't pass the SAVE Act. It would require citizenship to register to vote. Oh, you want non-citizens voting? That's what that translates to. Again, why is it always the same story? Democrats stopping Republicans from clearing out the voter rolls of dead voters, ineligible voters. It's happening in Michigan. We're defending Michigan voters from a lawsuit threatening their ability to vote, says the Brennan Center, a Democrat activist group. Another lie. It's not stopping anybody. And this, and these people are teamed up with the same group we just talked about, the League of Women Voters. It is an outright lie. All they want to do is make sure you are a citizen to vote. And make sure that the voter rolls don't have dead voters and people who have moved out of state. That's all they're trying to do. And the Democrats are fighting it. Why? RNC files another lawsuit in North Carolina over non-citizen voting, targeting 225,000 registrations that did not meet the required identification information before the voter registration forms were processed. So in other words, 225,000 people registered to vote in North Carolina that likely aren't even citizens. Now, if they are, then this won't be a problem. Very simple. If you're a citizen in North Carolina, you're allowed to vote. If you're not a citizen in North Carolina, you're not allowed to vote, and you will not get to vote. And the Democrats don't like that. And so, again, this was a huge story in Virginia where they cleared tens of thousands. It might have been 100,000 non-citizen voters from the voter rolls in Virginia. So that's why I think Trump wins Virginia. Same thing happens. If they clear the voter rolls in North Carolina, Trump wins North Carolina. Hell, I mean, if they can clear the voter rolls in Nevada, he could win Nevada. If they clear the voter rolls in Michigan, he could win Michigan. I've shown what I think Trump's path to victory is, but this is huge, folks. Why do the Democrats, with stories like this, Republicans want you to think non-citizens are voting, but they're not. Okay, well then why do you care? If non-citizens are not voting, then why do you care if Republicans pass laws to stop non-citizens from voting? Why are you up in arms about it? If they're not voting, why do you care? Why does it affect you? Why are you pulling your hair out? Why are you going on tirades and sending mass texts and emails telling people to oppose the SAVE Act and warning people that Republicans are trying to stop you from voting, and all they're doing is stopping non-citizens from voting? If non-citizens aren't voting, then why do Democrats care so much? Well, it's obvious. Because non-citizens are voting, and it's how Democrats win. You've got the RNC continuing their legal battle to not let the Democrats be outnumbering Republicans 10 to 1 as poll watchers. Texas Attorney General launches election fraud raids on Latino Democrats' homes, including state house candidate and local mayor. Officers seize 65 cell phones and 41 computers. Boy, I wonder what they're going to find there. Wonder what they're going to find there. Now, here's another move the Democrats are trying to pull. They're trying to get all other candidates off the ballot that they think Democrats might vote for because they don't like Kamala Harris, like Jill Stein. They tried to get Jill Stein off the ballot in Wisconsin, a swing state, and they lost. Jill Stein will be on the ballot. So Democrats tried to remove Jill Stein from the ballot. They lost in court. Now, Michigan tried to take Cornel West off the ballot. The Democrats sued to try to get Cornel West off the ballot. They lost in court. Cornel West will be on the ballot. Two swing states where they know West and Stein will take votes away from Harris. Now, originally, Michigan wanted RFK Jr. The Democrats in Michigan sued to get RFK Jr. off the ballot. Then he endorsed Trump, and they say, oh, never mind, we want him on the ballot. Scoundrels and scumbags, the Democrat Party. Have you seen enough proof? I mean, is there really anything else left to prove how these people lie, cheat, and steal to win?
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us. by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Telling you, folks. People are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. They know they're the cause of most of these problems. Here's one woman in Denver, which is just being overrun with illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, talking about how the city is less safe because of it. Clip two.
Okay. So I'm going to explain why I'm so upset, right? My wife is, like, trying to just go have a good time with her friend.
Her wife.
But she's, like, super scared to be in the Denver area. Rightfully so. If you live here, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't live here and you don't know what I'm seeing and what we see on a daily basis, do me a favor and shut up, okay? Don't get all up in your feelings when I say this. It is completely unsafe in this stupid city of Denver, mainly because of illegal immigrants. Oh my God, get all up in your feelings about it. I don't care, okay? Don't care. It's really happening. It's like legitimately happening. It's not an over-exaggeration. That's not even my opinion. That's fact. That's real. They're everywhere. Every single place you look, everywhere you turn in this stupid city of Denver, it's all illegal immigrants at this point. It's crazy, actually. And what's even worse about the whole situation is if my wife had some kind of emergency, heaven forbid, please God, no. But if she did, and let's say that her emergency just so happened to involve an illegal immigrant, she will more than likely be waiting for a police response for a very long time. Or she would have to go to the police station her damn self. Simply because the police officers, right now, they're like nowhere to be fucking found, in all honesty. Where are they? Where are they? I normally see like 7 cops driving up and down this busy ass road in front of my job site. I haven't seen zero. I've seen 0 cops. My entire shift.
Democrats
today,
defunded them.
My entire shift yesterday. Normally, I even have a sheriff come by. Nope. You know why? Because it's dangerous for them to be out right now, especially with these illegal immigrant gangs. Yeah. Yeah, they've put hits out on police officers in the city and county of Denver.
Oh, yeah, we got an illegal immigrant gang member story for you.
I don't know, but that's real. It's happening. It's legitimately happening here. And that's why we don't see cops on the streets right now. That's why they're not just out patrolling.
So look, folks, these issues are undeniable. They're right in front of your face. Everybody's seeing them, and everybody knows where the blame goes. Democrats. So, look, I hope this doesn't have to get worse. I hope we don't have to have another 4 years of Democrats before 90% of America realizes that they're the problem. 90% of America realizes they're destroying the country. They're a criminal organization. But I feel like we're reaching a critical mass of that realization right now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Speaking of illegal immigrant gang members, listen to this crazy story out of Philadelphia in clip 21.
He's now been identified as 39-year-old Freddie Antonio Amaya Marin from El Salvador. Officers say the suspect stood in the woods outside his home and shot at multiple vehicles driving down the street until police arrived on the scene. He then began shooting at officers, and they returned fire. The suspect was arrested shortly after. Investigators are working with multiple agencies, including the U.S. Attorney General's Office and Homeland Security. Amaya Marin faces 8 counts of attempted murder and federal charges for illegal reentry after deportation and illegal alien in possession of a firearm. Authorities tell 3 on Your Side this is not his first incident. The 39-year-old was deported back to El Salvador back in 2007 and returned to the U.S. illegally. He's also a confirmed member of a violent international street gang.
Oh! Wow. Boy, that Kamala Harris border letting criminal gang members get across it. She's strong on border security, though. She told me she's very strong on border security. All right, let's get into this news, the latest news with the cover-up into the Trump assassination attempt. Quickly, from earlier, this was Josh Hawley. Senator Hawley, whistleblower says Secret Service headquarters told agents working the Butler, Pennsylvania event not to request additional manpower resources for the rally and warned any such requests would be denied. Contradicts Director Rowe testimony, who said no resources were ever denied. So where is the perjury charge? Where is the subpoena for him to testify again? Where is the contempt of Congress? That's the question. Now, there is another story where Republicans are taking some action. We'll get to that later. But it's just, where's the follow-up here? That's the problem. And, again, you used to get nothing from these Republicans. Now, at least, we get, like, an itch scratched. But now there needs to be follow-up. So, Roe needs to be called for testimony again. And he needs to be asked about this and other developments. By the way, do you remember during these hearings, Roe and Cheadle and Ray, and I forget the name of the deputy director from the FBI, they all said, oh, we'll get you that answer. Oh, we'll get you those documents. Oh, I'll get you that information. Did they ever get that information over? Do you think they ever gave that information over to the Senate committee and the House committee? You ever think they gave that information? Somehow I doubt it. But Senator Hawley, if you believe that Director Roe lied in his testimony, then don't you think you should call him for another testimony and figure it out exactly? Seems like that would be the obvious thing to do. Let's go ahead and do that, shall we? Let's go ahead and get that done. That'd be nice. We would really appreciate that. It's a nice tweet. It's a nice strongly worded letter. Now, he's asking for the information. Senator Hawley is asking for the information that Roe said he would provide. So he still hasn't provided it. So he lied. And by the way, Roe is not the only one that needs to be called up in regards to the assassination attempt. And Roe is not the only one that needs to be called up for potential perjury either. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg. But again, I digress. Let's get back to the story. Trump assassination attempt. FBI reveals first photos of Thomas Crook's firearm and IEDs in the trunk. I don't know if there's really any big news with the firearm, but the explosive devices indicate what we were told by the independent committee, that this is not something typical for somebody to be able to just make up themselves. These are rather advanced explosive devices. This isn't something a kid can just whip up in his garage. These are advanced explosive devices that require a certain level of expertise to make. Which brings to the question of, was he working alone? I would say at this point, and you know, I've been very just focused on what we can know for sure, what we have evidence of for sure, and I've kind of been going on that, and I've probably, I mean, even said I believe he was working alone. I'd have to say now he was likely not working alone. So I just call balls and strikes. I go where the evidence leads me. I'd say Crooks was not working alone. And the fact that they can't find any media, social media profile, any internet profile, apparently he's communicating over encrypted apps and may have contact with foreign bank accounts. But they just can't find anything. The FBI can't find anything. Yeah, that tells me I don't think he was working alone. So I'd say if I previously thought he was working alone and it was just a stand down to just let's just create an environment where Trump can be shot. Now I'd lean towards he was not working alone. I would say the only caveat that I have is how much time could they really have had to prepare this assassination attempt? Because the rally wasn't announced to the public until, I think, 2 weeks before the rally. It might have been less than 2 weeks, but let's just say 2 weeks. So, I mean, to plan and coordinate all of this stuff in 2 weeks, that seems a little far-fetched to me. So someone would have had to have prior knowledge. Is that someone in the Trump campaign? Is that the NSA spying on Trump? So this is where my investigation would go, is trying to determine when was it first known internally and by whom that Trump was going to have a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania that day. And let's not forget that the Iranian international that got arrested the day before the assassination attempt? Seems awfully coincidental, doesn't it? They say, oh, Iran wants to assassinate Trump. And then they arrest this Iranian national the day before the assassination, trying to flee the country. Yeah, I don't think Crooks was acting alone, whether it was insiders in the U.S. deep state, whether it was foreign governments, I mean, a Pakistani national. Thank you, guys. And they said he was working with Iran. Who really knows? So there's where my investigation would go next. Because Crooks is dead. Dead men tell no tales. So I would say, if I'm of the belief now, which I am, that Crooks was not acting alone, that he had help, to me that would also tell me that he somehow knew, or somebody somehow knew, that Trump was having a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th before it was announced to the public. Now, whether Crooks knew that or not, I don't know. But if he was not acting alone, somebody knew that. Did he really build these bombs in 2 weeks? Did he really build these bombs himself? Was he trained how to build these bombs in 2 weeks? Seems unlikely. Seems unlikely. And they say, well, he was regularly going to the shooting range. Well, since when? And how regularly? And when did that pattern start? Did that pattern increase? So this is where my investigation would go. But the FBI says they don't even know the motivation. No motive identified yet in Trump rally shooting, FBI says in briefing. No motive. The motive was to kill Trump. You ass clowns. No motive? Hey, a guy just fired shots at Trump, but we don't know why. What a joke. You want to talk about the biggest cover-up of them all? The FBI claiming there was no motive. Yeah, here's the motive. The deep state and the Democrats want Trump dead. The American media has been demonizing Trump as the worst human being on earth for 8 years. There's your motivation. There's your motivation factors. But they just say, no motive. Yeah, the American media wasn't calling Trump Hitler and a Nazi and a white supremacist and KKK and the worst human being ever and a threat to humanity and a threat to the country and a threat to their rights for 8 years. They weren't doing that. That certainly couldn't have been a motivation factor. And even though he fired at Donald Trump and hit him once in the head, who knows? We don't know what he was doing. Some guy just climbed on the roof and just started firing wildly into a crowd. Was he trying to kill Trump? We just don't know. What could have driven him to want to kill Trump? Who knows? It's a mystery, says the FBI. What a joke. Shut the FBI down at this point. There is no credibility left. Whatever people at the FBI have integrity and credibility, give them to local law enforcement. Give them to state law enforcement. Shut down the FBI. It is a joke. At this point, it would appear part of a cover-up into an assassination of Donald Trump. The FBI needs to be abolished and shut down now. We already had enough reasons to shut it down. The persecution of conservatives, the persecution of Christians, the persecution of Trump supporters. But at this point, this is just outrageous. No motive known in the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. They don't know a motive. You're covering it up. The FBI needs to be abolished as soon as Trump gets into office. Day one, abolish the FBI. Day freaking one. And that's a big budget. Now, you can refund the police. You can refund the police at the state level. You can refund the police at the local level. And then if FBI agents that actually have integrity and credibility and are good at their job want to continue their work in law enforcement, then they can go look for a job in a state police department. They can go look for a job in a local police department. And that's how you solve that. This is unforgivable, like many other things the FBI has done. It's a joke. It's an abomination. And it needs to be completely shut down. No motive, no foreign links, they say. What an absolute joke. Unbelievable. No, the question is, how many people were involved in this assassination attempt, and how many of them were in direct contact with Crooks at all? That's the question. Not what was the motive. We know the motive. Father of Trump shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks hires powerhouse criminal lawyer as FBI intensifies investigation into role in son's assassination attempt. Did he have a role? Why is he hiring a high-powered attorney that doesn't come cheap, by the way? Doesn't come cheap. But Quinn Loge, the Pittsburgh-based law firm that Matthew Crooks and his wife Mary have retained, describe themselves as trial attorneys who specialize in both criminal defense and civil suits, including wrongful death and personal injury. I mean, I could understand maybe wanting to hire a lawyer for PR purposes or to just keep people off your back. But it does make you wonder. Now, we have a video, and probably to this date, this is the best compilation with the timeline of the assassination attempt and how much warning they had as far as the guy, a shooter, being on the roof, from a suspect on the roof to a shooter on the roof. Now, remember, for some context before I play this video, and this video, I mean, now it's pretty much known that they knew for 3 minutes, more than 3 minutes, that there was a suspect and then a shooter on the roof. They already were watching Crooks. He was already a suspicious individual. He went up on the roof, and he was allowed to run around on the roof, assemble a firearm, and take 8 shots at Donald Trump before Trump was removed from the stage. That is criminal negligence at the very least. At the very least, that is criminal negligence. At the very worst, a direct stand down, or someone in these agencies was involved with the stand down and wanted Trump to get killed that day. That's the scale you're at right now. Very least, criminal negligence. Very most, people were directly involved in letting Crooks take shots at Donald Trump that day. There's your scale. So here's the video, a compilation when law enforcement is first told there's a suspect on the roof to the point of the shots, with all the different angles, all the different videos, police cams, body cams, dash cams, people in the audience cams, the TV cams, all of it combined here in clip 20.
That's your senator. He votes with Biden or whoever happens to be furthest left. We got to get him elected, McCormick. We got to get McCormick, press McCormick. He's a good man, too. He's a valiant fighter. He's a great, great gentleman. Yeah, so we're going to bring him up for it. Can we bring him up for a couple of minutes later? A little bit later. All right. You get ready, McCormick. You get ready. I'll get you up here. The world will see a vibrant Republican Party that is bigger, stronger.
A suspect is running on the roof, and Trump is still on the stage.
That's what we are. We're the most united party now. I'm watching the fake news go crazy because they're saying the Republican Party has not been united since Ronald Reagan like it is right now. It was united under Ronald Reagan the second time. It was very united. And they said there's never been anything like it. They've never seen a movement like this.
Law enforcement reacting to a suspect on the roof. Trump's still on the stage.
MAGA. MAGA means make America.
It's gone over the radios. Suspect on the roof. Law enforcement running around trying to figure out what's going on. Trump's still on the stage.
If he was doing the job, I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean, the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Now guns are drawn.
Thank you.
There he is right there.
It's now been a minute. Trump's still on the stage.
And said I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a senator elected and to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it. And it's not easy.
Now everybody knows.
Because we have millions
guy on the roof getting into a prone position with a gun.
Criminals. We have criminals. We have drug dealers. We have people that should not be here. And it's much tougher than if it happened. We had the strongest border ever. In recorded history, we had the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know.
So now they know, guy on the roof with a gun, getting in prone position, Trump's still on the stage.
If I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain.
It's been 90 seconds. Trump's still on the stage.
Wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left
office.
Now the
cops make eye contact, go on the roof, see the shooter with the gun.
Government services comes right out.
Now law enforcement,
Border Patrol,
has had direct eye contact on the roof, shooter with the gun. Trump's still on the stage.
Illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened.
Law enforcement on the radio.
I don't know what's going on.
Shooter on the roof with a gun. Trump's still on the stage.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something, to say, take a look what
part of an upcoming documentary from Chris Todd Nolan. So, I would say that's probably the best compilation we've seen. 3 minutes go by, known suspect on the roof. 3 minutes go by, known suspect on the roof. They don't get Trump off the stage. 2 minutes go by, known suspect on the roof, getting in prone position with a gun. They don't get Trump off the stage. 45 seconds. Law enforcement has made direct contact with a guy on the roof with a gun, and they still don't take Trump off the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, that is impossible. Unless someone wanted it to happen. Now, what they're saying at this point is, I mean, this is unbelievable. They're claiming, and again, the sworn testimony and then the stories that they're telling, I guess, in closed testimony, they're saying, well, Secret Service didn't pick up their radios that day. What? They didn't even have radios? Secret Service didn't have radios that day? So that when law enforcement is on the communications and saying, we got a suspect on the roof, we got a guy on the roof with a gun, we got a shooter on the roof, Secret Service just didn't even know? Even though Ron Rowe, I believe, it was either Ron Rowe or the deputy FBI director, who said that they had a guy at the headquarters that was monitoring all communications. Well, if that's true, then 3 minutes before this first shot was fired, they knew there was a suspect on the roof. 2 minutes before the first shot was fired, they knew there was a guy getting in a prone position on the roof. This is the official law enforcement communications. And 45 seconds before there was the first shot fired, law enforcement communications said, shooter on the roof. So Secret Service easily should have gotten that communication, sent it to their agents next to the stage, and gotten Trump off the stage. Why didn't it happen? Did someone inside Secret Service want Donald Trump to get shot? How did that not happen? Now, if you're the local police, you might have the regret of, gee, I guess I should have been screaming, take Trump off the stage, take Trump off the stage. But they probably assumed that when we communicated that on the radio, Secret Service would know there's a shooter on the roof. And Secret Service stood down and let Trump get shot and a man get killed.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Oh, this is a breaking news right now. An armed illegal migrant gang has taken over an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. How about that? An armed gang of illegal migrants have taken over an entire apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. That's fun. Jeez. Thanks, Kamala. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We still got a lot of other news to cover. Figured I'd break that as it's breaking. I want to tell you, though, about my favorite drink mix and why I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. I have it in front of me here because I want to read the supplement facts here. Vitamin A, 144% daily value. Vitamin C, 1,000% daily value. Vitamin D, 125% daily value. Vitamin E, 134% daily value. Riboflavin, 131% daily value. Vitamin B6, 588% daily value. Folate, 250% daily value. Vitamin B12, total power, 4,000% daily value. Just total power. Biotin, 333% daily value. I can go on. 25 milligrams, CoQ10, 50 milligrams, NAC, 1,000 milligrams glycine, L-glutamine, 100 milligrams. I can go on. I think you get the point. All of that in one scoop. All of that in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. A top seller, sells out frequently, 25% off right now. Part of the sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com. One scoop Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All right. How long does it take for a conspiracy theory to become a fact in the mainstream media? Well, in this case, about 18 months, clip 22.
We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show?
It is unequivocally false, Senator.
You are not pressuring the big tech companies to take down accounts. You are not meeting with them to ask them to censor on your behalf.
That is correct. We are not.
Here's my point, Mr. Secretary. It has been established for years in this country, as you very well know because you're a lawyer, that the federal government may not use private third parties to engage in activities that are unconstitutional. That's exactly what you and this administration are doing. You are leveraging private companies to carry out censorship on your behalf. It's dystopian, but worse than that, it's unconstitutional.
It's also false.
Turn now to a story breaking overnight. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg claims he was pressured by the White House to censor content related to COVID-19 during the pandemic. Aaron Katursky joins us now with details. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you, Whit. For years, critics have taken aim at Facebook for silencing views that challenge the general consensus in the medical community, especially about the origin of COVID-19. Now Facebook's founder surprisingly says they're right.
This morning, Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg admitting he bowed to pressure from the Biden administration to censor content. The Facebook founder issuing a letter to the House Judiciary Committee that said senior administration officials pushed the social media platform to censor posts about COVID-19 and expressed a lot of frustration when the company resisted. Zuckerberg saying, "I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it." Adding, "I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again." House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan celebrating the letter, calling it a big win for free speech.
So let's kind of review all of this here. Let's go full spectrum here. And there's been censorship for a long time in different ways, but the real Democrat Party hardcore campaign of censorship began in 2018 with InfoWars and Alex Jones, myself included. It was front page of the Drudge Report in 2018 when they wiped InfoWars off of all the social media platforms, and because I was working at InfoWars at the time, they wiped me off of them as well. Front page news, top of Drudge Report, everything. Just wiped us off. We then created an app so people could still access our content easily. And then they banned the app from the Apple App Store and the Android App Store. So total censorship. 100% done by Democrats. Whether the direct orders came from whoever inside the party, it doesn't matter. It was the Democrats that did it. Same Democrats that are trying to destroy Alex's life and shut this company down. Now, because the lack of backlash, because the lack of response to that, the lack of action to that, they went further. They started censoring Donald Trump. They started censoring Trump supporters. And then, when the Democrats got the White House, that's when they started outright demanding censorship on Twitter and on Facebook. And I guess at this point, we would have to assume YouTube, even though YouTube hasn't admitted it. But Twitter has admitted it, and Facebook has admitted it. And so did Apple. So they admitted that. That came right out of the White House. That came right out of the Biden administration, demanding censorship. Now, maybe Mayorkas could claim plausible deniability or ignorance. But somebody has to be held accountable. And I think it starts with Mark Zuckerberg. Now, I saw a lot of responses to this. And I actually predicted yesterday when I said it that I'd probably be in the minority of this opinion. I'll stand by it. I'll stand by that I'm willing to forgive Mark Zuckerberg for the censorship. And I'm not saying this is some sort of a transactional thing like, okay, Mark, we'll forgive you for the censorship and for the potential perjury. Just come out and endorse Trump and let us back onto the platform. He should do that, but I'm not even looking at this from a transactional view. I'm looking at this from there is a historical precedent here. In the United States of America, after the Civil War, prisoners of the Civil War were released and diplomatic and relations politically were restored. So I'm willing to offer that olive branch to Mark Zuckerberg. He's being honest, and if he wants to continue being honest, then that can be his saving grace, I would say here. Now, again, others not so willing to forgive and forget. They want Mark Zuckerberg's ass in jail. But I think it's pretty clear Zuckerberg perjured himself. This is from July 2020. Representative Matt Gaetz accuses Mark Zuckerberg of lying under oath about Facebook censorship. He demanded Attorney General Barr launch a criminal investigation for lying under oath about Facebook's censorship. Mark Zuckerberg now admits that they engaged in censorship after pressure from the Biden administration. So here's what needs to happen. Zuckerberg needs to be called for another testimony, and the Republicans need to pressure and say, hey, you know, maybe we should look at perjury charges, or maybe you can just come and testify and be honest about what's happened, and you know, maybe we'll forget about the perjury you might have committed. Zuckerberg needs to be called for an emergency hearing now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium,
magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
InfoWars.com/show.
Now, the Republicans are taking some action. Yesterday we had Laura Loomer on. I think we applied some pressure, and it paid off. Following my interview with Laura Loomer and her pressure campaign and the bombshell reporting into the Authentic Campaigns, the House Judiciary Committee has finally subpoenaed Mike Nellis, the founder of Authentic Campaigns and business partner of Lauren Merchan, the daughter of Judge Juan Merchan, and the president of Authentic Campaigns. I would say she should be subpoenaed as well. Now, when Republicans ignore a subpoena, they go to jail. Nellis has already made a public statement denying that there's any reason to think there is an abuse of power here. Really, just the payments and the judge. So there's no lies. This is all public information. He's claiming that they're lies, but how is it lies when it's public information? Democrats paying off the judge of the daughter. That's just a fact. So we'll see where this goes, but he has been subpoenaed to appear in front of the House Judiciary Committee. But again, it's time for Ron Rowe to appear again, Kim Cheadle to appear again, FBI Director Wray to appear again, Mark Zuckerberg to appear again. Let's get to work, Republicans. Let's get to work. Please. Supreme Court refuses to revive Biden's latest student loan debt relief plan. So how many times has Biden lost at the Supreme Court with this deal? He keeps coming back. CNN. Supreme Court leaves Biden's new student loan repayment plan blocked. But again, they've already done this. They've already paid off some people's student loans. So they've already broken the law. Is that money going to be repatriated? That's a crazy one. But I love this. Listen to the Washington Post headline. Supreme Court refuses to allow Biden's student loan repayment plan for now. So they're coming back. They're coming back. The Democrats need to buy votes. New York Times. Supreme Court blocks for now another Biden student debt plan. For now. They both say for now. So they're running cover for the Democrats, saying, oh, no, the Democrats will buy your votes. I mean, the Democrats will pay your student loan debt. They'll pay it. Don't worry. Just got blocked for now. Or are they saying they're going to pack the Supreme Court so that they can change the ruling? But what happens to those funds that got paid out? I wonder. Michael Sparks, first January 6th defendant to breach U.S. Capitol, sentenced to 53 months in prison. Yeah, a lot of people got sentenced to multiple years in prison that went into the Capitol. Going into the Capitol was probably not a smart idea. I mean, I went to prison. I didn't even go into the Capitol. I tried to stop people from going into the Capitol. But nonviolent offenders do not deserve years in prison, especially when the precedent was set after all the Democrat riots, and 99% of those people never spent a day in prison. Not a day. By the way, and you know what? The Gateway Pundit had a great story on this, and I forgot to print it. If you guys want to pull that one up, I've got the Daily Mail one in front of me, but the Gateway Pundit story that they just published really hit home. Washington, D.C. family loses custody of their autistic son, who is 16 years old, after refusing to let him transition to a girl. Army veteran parents had a 16-year-old autistic son and was deceived by liberals at a hospital he was at that he was a girl. He requested to be transitioned. The parents said no. They then took the child. At the time, the child, this was actually years ago, so he, 16-year-old autistic son, has a breakup with his girlfriend, hurts himself, goes to the hospital. Liberal hospital staff convinces him he's a girl, requests to be gender transitioned. Parents say no. They take the kid. Now the kid is under a foster care custody of a woman named Miss Lavender. And they're probably just going to mutilate this boy. Horror. Military parents lose custody of 16-year-old autistic son after refusing to let him transition to a girl. Son is currently in foster care, living with a non-gendered chaplain named Lavender. It is seen on the screen with all the gay flags and trans flags and pedophile flags and everything else. In what sane world does this happen? So because the parents didn't want to genitally mutilate their son, they lose their son. And then the state takes the son to genitally mutilate the son. This is otherworldly, folks. This is truly otherworldly. This is straight up demonic. This is straight up satanic. That's hell on earth. That's hell on earth. Those are demons. Can you imagine what a sick demonic spirit it takes to have an autistic kid at a hospital, convince him to change genders, and when the parents say no, you then kidnap the kid and give it to somebody, a chaplain named Lavender. They stole a kid. They literally kidnapped and stole a kid. But no. That's not what happened. That autistic boy wanted to be a girl all on his own volition and needed protection from his parents that wouldn't let him genitally or chemically castrate himself. So the state took over so that he could genitally mutilate and chemically castrate himself, because that's totally normal. That's liberalism. That's Democrat Party politics. In what world is that sane? In what world does this even happen? That shouldn't happen, not even once. And there's stories like this all over the country. There's the James Younger story that we covered on this show. There's another one. Father loses battle to stop son from taking puberty blockers in the court. 8 years old. What planet is this? What spawn of Satan is doing this to children? How is this acceptable even one time? Again, this is only coming from one side of the political aisle, folks, the Democrat Party. You know, I'm a social liberal. I think probably 18. You're 18 and older. You want to do this to yourself, whatever. You want to mutilate your body after that? I mean, really, I did stupid things probably till I was like 21, 22. But I guess, you know, 18 is kind of the age you're considered an adult. So whatever, if we agree, 18 is the age you're considered an adult. You want to mutilate your body after that? Fine. But to indoctrinate children into this and do this to children is utterly unacceptable and probably unimaginable until about 10 years ago when Democrats turned it into policy. The fact that this happens once is unreal, is otherworldly. I mean, you want proof that demons walk among us, folks? You want proof that people are demonically possessed? This is your evidence. Taking an autistic boy and convincing him he's a girl and then taking him from his parents so he can have gender transition surgery. If that's not demonic, if that's not demon possession, if that's not otherworldly, I don't know what is. That's Democrat Party politics for you. You really want these people anywhere near your kids? You really want these people anywhere near power? They will make this stuff mainstream. My God, can you imagine the heartbreak from that family? Pray for them.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me
going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.